Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Minister James Lawless will be on News Talk Breakfast talking road safety this morning. It's the main story on the front of the Irish Examiner, a safety programme to teach transition year students how to drive while creating awareness of unsafe behaviour behind the wheel is to begin in September. The RSA is introducing the safety programme in secondary schools, obviously after a rise in road crashes and fatalities. And the RSA is developing a teacher-led road safety programme for transition years. It'll include 10 teaching units to be rolled out to post-primary schools next month, focused on preparing students for learning to drive, while also educating them on the dangers of engaging in unsafe behaviour, with a focus on building lasting impact from experiential learning. I don't know what that means, to be honest, but anyway, I'm sure the teachers teaching it will understand what it means. When I was in school, we did the driver theory test in transition year, or certainly practice for it anyway, so that was road safety. I presume this will be more practical, but unfortunately it's a bit light on detail as to what the plan will involve. The Irish Independent looks at house prices. A couple on a good income are still left nearly €80,000 short when trying to buy a new home in some counties outside Dublin. A Garda and a nurse earning a combined €107,000 with a 10% deposit could only afford to buy a three-bed semi in Meath with the help of the First Home Scheme. In Wicklow in Kildare, they'd be down about 80 grand, €78,000, according to the Society of Chartered Surveyors Ireland. This is looking at outside the capital. And we see that in Naas. I mean, there are houses around us were for sale €385,000 a few years ago. Now they're going for €550,000. So I don't know how first-time buyers can make ends meet on that. And you would think that a Garda and a nurse on €107,000 will be able to buy a house in Kildare or Wicklow, but that's not the case. The Irish Daily Mail: revolution at the pharmacy. A radical plan could see pharmacies dispensing medicines without customers paying for a GP visit. We've heard about this before. Pharmacists want this. They say there's a lot more that they could be doing in the chemist. However, the pharmacists say that they want nearly €180 million before agreeing to the rollout. Health Minister Stephen Donnelly unveiling the new landmark plan that would see pharmacies provide prescriptions for certain medicines to reduce pressure on doctors. But pharmacists want pay issues resolved before they commit to that. The Irish Daily Mirror on the front page: Irish man on drugs rap in Peru. An Irish man is in custody after police in Peru seized 55 kilograms of cocaine to be trafficked to Europe. The 40-year-old was arrested along with a British man and a Bulgarian bodybuilder after detectives intercepted a rented car with suitcases containing the drugs. So three arrested there, 55 kilograms of cocaine, I assume worth millions and millions and millions. And the Bulgarian strongman has been described as a key player, apparently. The Irish Sun has an interview with Dáithí O'Shea, who's the presenter of the Today Show on RTE and obviously hosts the Rose of Tralee as well. And he's talking about Gráinne Shóiga on the front page. He's backing her plan to move into politics. The Sun revealed over the weekend that Gráinne Shóiga is in talks to run for Fianna Fáil in Galway West in the next election. And Dáithí O'Shea says he expects Gráinne to succeed in her bid to bag a Dáil seat. He told us, "No better woman." And the headline on the front of the Irish Sun is, "Show for it, Gráinne." O'Shea backs Gráinne's bid for a Fianna Fáil ticket. If you're looking to move to Australia, there's an interesting one on the front of the Times of London. So obviously people move there for job prospects and for nicer weather and things like that. But also, there's another reason now to move to Australia: the chance to live longer. A study has found that Australians outlive their peers in wealthy English-speaking countries in terms of life expectancy. So you're talking here Australians living longer than people in Ireland, the UK, America, Canada and New Zealand. Life expectancy is in Australia is 2 years longer than in the UK and nearly 5 years longer than in America. And the reason why? Well, it's all down to the healthy lifestyle. And I suppose if you can do things like go for a swim in the sea with nice weather after work. You might live a wee bit longer, but also they've happier, healthier lifestyles in Australia, lower rates of smoking and drug use, largely as they're so expensive to buy cigarettes and drugs, I'd imagine, in Australia, and harder to get, and better treatment of heart disease and cancer. So there's a new reason to move to Australia now. You could actually live longer. Inside the Irish papers then, again back to road safety, I see in the Mail we're told a quarter of drivers who died on Irish roads in the past 10 years weren't wearing a seatbelt. It has emerged. The death toll for this year has risen above 120, and RSA data shows 170 drivers who died in accidents on Irish roads in the past decade weren't wearing a seatbelt. So obviously the importance of wearing a seatbelt being stressed, and for a lot of people they will be quite surprised at that story, because it's just something so natural to do when you get into a car now, is put on your seatbelt, but not the case in some of those incidents over the past decade. Now, most complained about companies in Ireland have been revealed. It's all over the papers. You heard it on the news there. Air and Ryanair, they lead the league table. But complaints to Ireland's consumer watchdog have jumped sharply in the first half of this year. They're up 18%. The Irish Times writing here, Air and Ryanair, the two companies most likely to be referenced by callers to the CCPC helpline. According to a new report from the watchdog, queries and complaints rose by 18% between January and June. Air was the company most frequently identified by callers to the CCPC. Then we have Ryanair, then we have Sky, then Vodafone, Harvey Norman. The other companies rounding out the top 10 most complained about companies in Ireland were Currys, Virgin, Aer Lingus, Power City and Lidl. Now, a couple of other stories for you. We're talking about house prices there. Maybe you might like to move to Roscommon. I see in the Mirror, choose life, choose Roscommon is a new slogan. There's a new drive to encourage families seeking a better life to move to County Roscommon. Roscommon Bound is the name of the project, and it's showcasing the county as an alternative for those who want to get away from urban areas or relocate their business. The Mirror says Roscommon County Council behind this project, and they were told that Roscommon boasts natural beauty, affordable cost of living, educational facilities and a welcoming community. Famous people from Roscommon: Chris O'Dowd, Percy French, Douglas Hyde, Maureen O'Sullivan, and we're also told that Roscommon is the UFO capital of Ireland. So maybe another reason to move to Roscommon if you want to see some aliens. Also in the Mirror, we are told that the National Botanic Gardens has been named the best garden in Europe. I was only there once and it was beautiful. I must go back. It's free in, I think, as well. The Dublin Gardens has ranked higher than botanical gardens in other countries like the UK, Italy, France and Sweden. Research analysed each outlet against its Google reviews, the number of amenities and positive aesthetic experiences, and they found that Ireland's National Botanic Gardens topped the list. The gardens were founded back in 1795 and they're home to around 20,000 living plants and many millions of dried plant specimens. So stick that on your list of places to go if you've never been or you haven't been in a while, because the gardens are open every day throughout the year except Christmas Day. And yes, I see admission is free. So well done to all the team there at the National Botanic Gardens. Final story comes from The Eye. We have the oddest places where people watch sport. It's been a sport-filled summer. Half of people say they've gone to the toilet during social events to check scores. 38% of people say they've secretly streamed sporting events at work, and nearly a third admitted cancelling meetings to catch their favourite sport. The 10 unconventional places where people watch sports are: at work, during a family event, in the car, in the bathroom, as we say, in a hospital waiting room, during a friend's birthday party, during a meeting, during Christmas dinner, people check sports results, and in the garden shed. And I see in eighth position is at a wedding ceremony, where people are checking sporting results. I was at a wedding over the weekend, and someone behind me during the groom's speech was flat out on the Paddy Power app checking how their horses had done. So there you go. Anyway, those are the stories making the headlines in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.